Good evening, Boo Commu. Good evening, the world. This is a very sleepy Robert coming to you from his sofa in Richmond. I have a bottle of beer off to my left, which will be opened in just a moment. And I have off to my right an oven containing a Waitrose crispy aromatic duck. And soon, those two items, along with some pancakes, will be joined in unholy matrimony at my dining table. Talking rubbish. This is what happens when you get tired, you talk rubbish. So anyway, I'm going to go and check on the duck, see if it's hot enough yet, and crispy enough. I don't know if I meant to have turned it over. Anyway, I'm going to go and have a look at the duck. And then when I've had a look at the duck, I'm going to have a look at the beer, which I definitely didn't need to turn over. And I might tell you about the beer. And I might taste it and tell you a bit more about that. And then I'm going to eat the duck. Sound like a deal? Let's go for it. Oh, dear me. Totally and utterly drained. Oh, smells quite good, actually. Smells like duck. Funny that.
2 minutes, 53 seconds remaining.
Oh. And we have hoisin sauce over here. Hoisin. It's difficult to say that without putting on a slightly mock and cheap and possibly offensive Chinese accent. So apologies for that. Oh God, and Bennett, it's all going to fall over. It's all going wrong. It's the end of the world as we know it. Or so said REM. I have a silver foil pie dish here. And I have a plate in my hand, but I'm not totally sure what I'm doing with the plate in my hand. What I need to find is a plate to put the duck on. And all the plates seem to be small. I need a big plate. And then I need something to put the hoisin sauce in. It's all difficult. It's all noisy too. Noisy. I just want to go to sleep. And yet I'm cooking stuff. Well, I'm not really cooking. I have put something in the oven. That's not cooking, Robert. Hoisin. Where's that gone? I don't know if this was meant to be all shared between two people. Probably. But there we go. It's just me. Greedy or what? Something to put the hoisin in. Maybe a cup isn't right then. Maybe it is. I don't know. Oh, I just put the hoisin in a cup. Oh, sorry for the noise. I had a pair of scissors here somewhere. Where are they gone? Oh. That's my Julienne stripper, which is trying to strip my fingers. So tired, I'm falling over backwards. That's really not good, is it? Bad sign, Robert. Scissors, are they? Ah, oh, yes. Excellent. Doing well here. Hoisin sauce, where's that gone? There's the hoisin sauce. Right, okay. We're on to something now. I have scissors and hoisin sauce in one place. Impressive, eh? I'll snip the corner off and then pour it into the cup. Just check that the piece of plastic that I just cut off isn't in the cup. Nope. Now pouring hoisin sauce. Smells fairly hoisin saucy. Remind me not to drink from this cup. It could be a bit vile. As nice as hoisin can be. Rarely is when had in that quantity. Right, that goes in there, like so. We then need to bring the duck out to somewhere a little cooler than its current location. Oh, and we need to cook the pancakes for a minute. And I'm not sure if I have to take out the packet or not. I'm going to go for no. Because it could be one of these packets where it cleverly steams them. However, it might not be. So we'll just see what happens. If it explodes, then I'll do it the other way next time. Right, duck is coming out now. I can smell five spice. That's positive. One sizzly duck. It's never actually got turned over, so the other side of it is probably raw. There we go. It's life, isn't it? Can't have your duck and eat it. Stupid thing with this microwave, it stops cooking to tell me how long's left. Good old cobalt, eh? Far be it for me to criticise them. Right. Stop. Oh, it's finished. There we go. Let's see if the plastic's melted now. Well, no, it's ballooned up. Excellent. That's probably positive, I would say. I had a plate somewhere. I did. There it is. Now, something I also have, which may come in handy here, a meat fork. Where's that? One meat fork. If I can get it out of the utensil tray where it's managed to intertwine itself. Right, there we go. One meat fork. One plate. Let's unite the duck with the plate. Which is easier said than done because the knife goes in and then it comes back out again. Come on, stupid thing. I think this duck is all bone. Ow! That's hot. You'd never believe that a pot that's just been in the oven would be hot, would you? It's incredible. This is obviously a new theory, practice, thing to me. Oh, and I can't. I'm having no luck at trying to pick up this duck. Right, I'm now taking oven glove in one hand to hold the pan, and I'm going to stab the duck as hard as I can. No, it's still not going to work. It's falling apart. This is just rubbish. Right, we give up on using the meat fork then in that case. And instead we go for using fingers. You ready for lots of owing? Right, let's practice. After three. One, two, three. Ow! Okay, right. All ready? I'm going for it. See why I couldn't pick it up, because some of it is stuck to the bottom of the pan, which is not quite so helpful. Who put it there? Silly place to put it. I did put oil in the bottom of the pan in the hope that it wouldn't stick, but never mind. Life. Ow. 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 Oh, I can't get this duck out of the pan. Ugh. What's the point in a crispy duck that's stuck in a pan, for pity's sake? Right, I have spatula now. We'll work our way up through the tools. I'm now attempting to slide it underneath said duck. This might work. Come on. Yay. Alright. This duck is huge. How am I meant to eat all this duck? Whose idea was having the whole duck? I think it was yours, wasn't it? You misled me into cooking a whole duck for me, myself, and I. No doubt you also led me to talk rubbish. Right, okay. No, you didn't. You're being very nice and listening to me talking rubbish. I'm probably going, yeah, he's quite tired. I'm going to take the pancakes out of here. Yep, they smell sort of pancakey. And they've managed to wrap themselves up in a big ball. That's not so good. Let's just sort of tip that out, shall we? Maybe I wasn't meant to heat them in the bag. No. Well, live and learn, don't you? Oh yeah, one of them's actually stuck to the bag a bit. Now I get this out of here. It's been quite sort of funny enough, wheaty. As long as I don't taste of plastic, I'll be fine. Right, okay. So we have duck. We have pancakes. And we have no spare hands to take the hoisin sauce, so I'll have to come back for that. Because, funnily enough, I don't have three hands. It'd be handy, though, wouldn't it? Be handy. Oh, dear. Oh, and the bottle of beer, which I'd almost forgotten about. I'll have to open that in a moment. When we've tasted a bit of duck. Right, okay. Pancakes, duck, beer glass. Go back for the hoisin sauce. I'm going crackers. I knew I had to fit that in somewhere. Maybe that wasn't the right point. And so the hoisin sauce smells more like plum sauce, maybe? Maybe it is plum sauce rather than hoisin sauce. Who knows? We shall see. Here we go. Right. Hoisin has landed. So we have, if I ought to, my usual, take a photograph of all these different things. Well, maybe I'll do that. I will pour the beer and then we can have a picture of everything together. So, the beer for this evening, he says, whilst his duck goes cold. Goes cold? What's goes cold? What on earth is my, I've got a very squeaky chair and can't find my opener. Since I'm the only person here and the only person who's used it, apart from Vance, then I presumably only have myself to blame for this catastrophic event. No, I found it. Here we go. Right, okay, the world is saved. Right, this evening's beer is a St. Peter's beer. I like St. Peter's beer. I think it's from somewhere in East Anglia. It comes in a rather nice bottle. If you remember yesterday, I had a bottle with a really long neck on it. This one is a sort of squashed bottle, if you imagine it's been pounded from the front. Pound, like that. So it's sort of sort of oval shaped. If you looked at it from the bottom, it would be sort of oval shaped. And this is meant to be St. Peter's best bitter. Which sounds good to me. No more pale ale for another day. Right, I'm going to take the lid off now, and then I'm going to sniff it. Right, let's have a sniff of this beer. It's probably a technical term for sniffing beer, but I don't know it. Actually, that smells nice and all round rounded beer. Which is ironic, given that the bottle isn't round. This bit of hop in there, this bit of malt, quite fruity. Okay, let's give it a pour. Because the proof is in the not pudding. got a good head on it so far, which is all down to my expert pouring, obviously. Not. Right, one beer poured. What I shall do is I shall position the beer next to the cup that has the hoisin in, next to the bottle, and put the pancakes and the duck in front, and then I shall take a picture of them and come back and tell you what the beer tastes like, and the duck, and the pancakes, and whatever else. Complicated business, isn't it? And in the blink of an eye, I have returned, and there we go. Photography over and done with for the evening. I am going to taste beer, have duck, then taste beer again, and then I'm going to put away the phone and eat and drink and be merry. Okay, so beer. Lifting over plate. Here we go. Let's have a smell again. I'll say quite a fruity smell to it, I have to say. Black currant. Almost ribena-y, actually. Maybe a little bit of raspberry in there. But it's a fruitiness which seems to be, from the smell, being created by a balance of malt and hop. Unlike the IPAs, or they might have not been Indian pale ales, whatever, pale ales that I was drinking, which absolutely leapt with hops and bitterness. This has a much sweeter smell to it. Okay, I'm going to go for a taste. Mmm. Oh, that's delicious. There's meant to be a pub somewhere in the City of London that is the main outpost of St. Peter's beer. If anybody knows where it is, perhaps they could let me know. Mmm. So the overriding texture is of a fairly smooth beer, but not smooth in a sort of homogenous sense. It's got character to it, it's got different layers of flavour. It has a gorgeous, malty taste, but more than a taste, you know, a depthness to it. Depthness, is that a word? A malty depth to it. But not overpoweringly so. You can't pick out the hops very clearly in it, but clearly it does have a balance to it. As I say, this is just a really good all-round beer. So this is St. Peter's best bitter, and it really is very good. Heartily recommend it. Right, now for the duck, which has probably gone cold. Right, I'm just going to do this with fingers. Excuse fingers. How very uncouth of me, but I am the only person here. Let's try this duck. And it's crispy. And it's aromatic, if five spice is the definition of aromatic. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk with my hands full like that. Talk with my hands full? No, speak with my mouth full. Right, try the hoisin sauce, just dipping the duck in there. Here we go. Quite hoisin-y. Quite nice, actually. Right. pancake's gone a little bit cold, but I'm going to attempt. Is it meant to put stuff on the shiny side or the non-shiny side? Is it meant to be a shiny side? Or is that from it being attached to the plastic? We'll find out in a moment. Right. Let's do dip duck in there. Put on the pancake. A bit more. Well, this is the life, isn't it? Beer and duck. Who could ask for anything more? Right, I think that's probably enough for that pancake. We shall attempt to roll it. Do you roll it or do you fold it? I don't know. I've never done this before, I have to say. Right, I've sort of folded, rolled it, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to try and eat it now. Not altogether unpleasant, I have to say. Sorry for the eating noises. I might just get rid of the microphone for a second. Very enjoyable, actually. So there we go. If you can still hear me, because the microphone is now dangling somewhere down there. Let's try picking that up again. I don't know if Apple earbuds like hoisin sauce. I do apologise. I would stop the recording, but my fingers are all sticky. And, yeah. That's basically it. Right. We shall wash that down with a little bit more beer. I shall then go and wash my hands and stop the recording. But I'll tell you what the beer tastes like after the duck. Almost brings out a sort of smokiness in it, actually. Again, not overpowering you, so. But it's bringing out extra flavours in the malt. Really good. A meal fit for kings. Or at least for Robert. I'm just going to go and wash my hands so I can stop this recording. I hope you found this thrilling. If you have found it thrilling, then feel free to leave me comments. People seem to have stopped putting comments on booze, so feel free to leave me a comment. If you didn't like it, then listen to one of my other booze, which are probably more fun anyway. Right, I'm off. Thanks for listening. Bye.